morning. Today's scripture readings are from two passages, Psalm 34 and Matthew 10. The first reading is from Psalms chapter 34, verse 17 and 18. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and rescues them from all their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. The second reading is from Gospel Matthew chapter 10, verses 29 through 31. Please rise for the gospel reading. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. And even the hairs on your head are all counted. So do not be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Since it's a Sunday, so when we prepare today's worship service for Sandy, I ask family members, it is okay if I can continue our current sermon series, The Face We Sing, and then they agree to me, so thank you. So today, as we continue our journey with the sermon series, The Face We Sing, today we will have a special moment to celebrate the life of Sandy Sobosinski and remember the fond memories of her. Sandy was a lovely wife and a caring mother and a grandmother and a good friend to all of us. Sandy was active in the ministry of the church, especially the food pantry ministry and the prayer shawl knitting group. She used to be a flower lady who offered flowers for the church. Her children remembered when they were little. Sandy brought them to church every Saturday to arrange flowers for the Lord. And also today the family offered beautiful flowers in honor of Sandy. And I haven't seen Sandy many times at church during the weekdays, taking food donation downstairs to the food pantry. She was always there for the prayer shawl knitting group led by Nancy Shrimp, and she made beautiful shawls and blankets to share God's love and grace with others who needed it the most. Sandy rarely missed the Sunday worship services unless she was traveling. When she comes to church, she wouldn't know where she would sit. So she usually sit third or fourth floor from the back, right next to Bobby. Her death was quick and unexpected. So this morning, we feel her absence deeply. We come this morning with heavy and troubled hearts, yet I pray that our Lord grant us comfort and peace as we hear the message based on the hymn, His Eyes on the Sparrow, and as we sing the hymn. The hymn, His Eyes on the Sparrow, has been widely loved by many Christians, especially by those who are mourning and suffering, because this hymn grants comfort and a hopeful message. The hymn lyrics were written based on today's two scripture reading, Psalm 34 and the Gospel of Matthew chapter 10 that we read earlier today. And this hymn was also written with inspiration by a Christian couple named Mr. and Mrs. Doolittle, who had great faith despite of their adversity and affliction. The hymn writer, Miss Sibylla Martin, describes the context out of which the hymn was born as follows. Quote, "Early in the spring of 1905, my husband and I were sojourning in Elmira, New York. We contracted a deep friendship for a couple by the name of Mr. and Mrs. Doolittle, true saint of God. Mrs. Doolittle had been bedridden for 20 years. Her husband was an incurable cripple who had to propel himself to and from his business in a wheelchair. Despite their afflictions, they lived happy Christian lives, bringing inspiration and comfort to all who knew them. One day, while we were visiting with Doolittle, my husband commented on their bright hopefulness and asked them for the secret of it. Mrs. Doolittle's response was simple. His eyes on the sparrow, and I know he watches me." Mrs. and Mrs. Doolittle believed that God, the Creator, watches over all of his creatures, even the smallest one, like the sparrow. And God cares for his creatures and each person with his caring love, regardless of their circumstances, regardless of who they are. And Jesus said, "We are all God's beloved children, whom God cares for, as stated in the Gospel of Matthew, yet not one of them will fall to the ground outside your Father's care. You are of more value than many sparrows." By having the line, "His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me," as a refrain, this hymn emphasizes God's steadfast love towards his children and the personal attention and the care from a higher power, providing care and comfort to those who feel discouraged and brokenhearted in their grief. Some people think that believing God helps our life to be easy and prosperous. No bumps, no sickness, no suffering. Yet the Bible does not support that. Instead, the Bible is a series of the stories that tell us that our life includes struggles and sufferings. Nevertheless, we can live because we have our God who hears our cries, who weeps for us, and who cares for us, and who is with us all the time, even in the time of sorrow and difficulty. The hymn, "His Eyes on the Sparrow," reminds us of that God who hears our cries is near to the brokenhearted and saved the crushed in the spirit. And it gives us comfort knowing that we are not alone, but our Lord is with us. And he grants us his unfailing love and care. While ministering with Sandy's family this past weeks, I experience God granting us comfort, encouragement, and hope. When Sandy was moved to palliative care in Valley Hospital, I visited Sandy, and then there I met three of her children and also Dan. It was a very difficult moment for me, even though I deal with this kind of situation a lot. So I ask Sandy's family how they want me to pray. To be honest, I was not ready to say goodbye to Sandy because I was still waiting for the miracle to happen. But amazingly, I saw that God had already worked in the hearts of Sandy's family, granting them peace and assurance that it was time to let her go. And I saw peace in their faces when they request me to pray for Sandy so that she can go in peace. So brothers and sisters, as we gather today in remembrance of Sandy Subasinski, let us take solace in the comforting words of Psalm 34 and Matthew chapter 10. And just as God cares for the sparrows and know each one of us, so too does God watch over Sandy's family and each one of us. And we are in God's unfailing love and care. Though our hearts are heavy, let us find strength and hope in knowing that Sandy's life, marked by faith and service, continues to inspire us and remain in our hearts. One day, we will have a beautiful reunion with Sandy in heaven. Let us pray. Dear God, we thank you for your steadfast love and the care for all of us. We thank you for the life of Sandy and for all the lives she has touched and the memories she has left behind. We pray that you will comfort her family members and all of us. Bring us peace in our sorrow and strength in our time of need. May we feel your presence and find hope in the promise of eternal life. We ask that you welcome Sandy into your eternal embrace and grant her the rest she deserves. Amen.